Cat couldn't breathe as she heard those words. She'd never been without her powers. It would leave her defenseless, vulnerable.
"Don't, Cat," Sin said,
his teeth chattering from the pain of his wound.
"Don't weaken yourself for me."
Those words cemented her conviction. Her heart pounding, she leaned over and kissed him. And as she did so, she summoned her powers from deep inside and let them leave her to fill his body. Sin's head swam from the sensation of her gentle lips and from the power that suddenly filled him. He lay there, unable to breathe as every sight and sound was amplified. He'd known Cat was powerful, but the magnitude of her powers hit him hard. What she'd given up for him? The fact that she'd never abused so much power or hurt anyone with it, it was mind-blowing, and it made him love her all the more. She pulled back to look at him. Sin cupped her face in his hands as he stared at her in wonder. She was truly the most beautiful soul he'd ever encountered.
"I love you, Cat."
Her eyes twinkled with mischief. "I know."
Invigorated, Sin pushed himself up. Cat stood to his right and Ash to his left. The instant they were on their feet, the demons retreated. All those who were able to vanished.
"Oh, come on," Sin taunted. "You cowards."
But there was no sign of them now. Deimos wiped his hand over his cheek as his comrades finished off the demons who were wounded and dead.
"Did anyone happen to see where that Demi went?"
No one had an answer. One by one, they all had to admit no one had seen her leave. Deimos let out a heavy breath.
"Well, this sucks, huh?"
Kish scoffed. "Not from where I'm standing. If we lived, it's a damn good day." Cipher nodded.
"He does have a point. Trust the one person in the room who is currently dead."
Sin moved to Zakhar, who was still trembling and sweating, even though he was standing.
"The demon is still in me,"
he whispered.
"I know."
Sin pulled his brother against him.
"And we're not going to let it win."
Cat looked around at the damage. There were demon bodies everywhere. The Dolophini who were wounded were cauterizing their wounds. She was grateful they'd been able to confine their battle to this cavern. But would they be able to do it the next time? Can one Demi end the world? Sin stepped back from Zakhar.
"Not as easily as Seven could. Besides, she should be easy to spot. She won't have any social skills, and she's hungry."
Cat hoped he was right. "When they attack, do they convert those they bite?" Sin shook his head.
"No. They just kill."
"Well, that's one thing, I guess." Madoc came forward to address Sin.
"We'll patrol Dreams, watching for the Galu to turn up. And I'll warn the Dark Hunters, Thonians, and Squires to watch for them," Ash said.
Cat sighed at the carnage. "I guess that's all we can do. That and clean our wounds." "Yeah," Kish said. "But we saved the world just now. You have to feel good about that." Sin agreed.
"I do. But I'll feel a whole lot better when we find Kassar and his crew and the Demi and eliminate that threat entirely."
"Believe me," Cat said, leaning against him. "We'll all feel better."